Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the younger generation should feel a sense of responsibility towards the country's future. Addressing thousands of school and university students on Wednesday, the leader underlined differences between Iran and the U.S. go far beyond simply political divides, adding Washington won't be able to stop the Iranian nation's march toward progress. Ayatollah Khamenei then touched upon the seizure by students on November 3, 1979, of the former U.S. embassy from where Washington conducted espionage activities against the Islamic Republic, adding the move was the result of the younger generation's sense of responsibility. Elsewhere in the remarks, the leader said the American propaganda machine seeks to make out that the Iran-U.S. face-off will lead to an impasse for Iran, but the end result, Ayatollah Khamenei underscored, will be a deadlock for the White House. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad on Wednesday paid a visit to the western Iranian province of Lorestan, where he addressed a large crowd of people welcoming him. In his remarks, the president said the United States must know if anyone intends to go aggressive on Iran, just Lorestani youth can defend the country on their own. Hinting at the unprecedented U.S. economic crisis, President Ahmadinejad said the world is no longer a place for fake U.S. dollars, and that forged greenbacks have headed back to the U.S., plunging the country into an economic downturn. He further said the White House has failed in cultural, economic, and social arenas, labeling America the root cause of human rights violations and injustice. Iranian First Vice President Pervez Davoudi has arrived in the Kazakh capital of Astana to attend a meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. Prior to departure, the top Iranian official told reporters on Wednesday the SCO Prime Ministerial meeting will focus on social, economic, and humanitarian cooperation among member states. Davoudi then said expanding exports markets to use Iran's strategic situation in order to transit commodities and energy resources is a good way to bring about convergence among the organization's members. You're watching Jama Jam Network News. A powerful earthquake struck southwestern Pakistan before dawn Wednesday, killing more than 150 people and obliterating hundreds of fragile homes. The quake jolted the province of Balochistan at 5:10 a.m. local time with a preliminary magnitude of 6.4. The worst hit area appeared to be Ziarat, where hundreds of mostly mud and timber houses were destroyed in five villages. Officials say the death toll could rise. Relief operations are underway. The U.S. military has handed over security responsibilities for the southern province of Wasit to Iraqi authorities. Wasit is the 13th of Iraq's 18 provinces to return to full government control. Meanwhile, Britain's Defense Secretary John Hutton said he expects British troops to transfer their last major base in Iraq to local forces by the end of next year. The International Herald Tribune, in its latest edition, announced more than 4,180 American forces have been killed in Iraq so far, while the same number for British troops has hit over 175. The first wintry storm of the season snarled parts of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, disrupting schools, roads, and power lines throughout the region. Forecasters say up to a foot of snow is expected in northern New York. Let's have more on this.
Old Man Winter paid a visit to the eastern U.S. on Tuesday, dumping snow onto treetops and coating roadways in slush that sent cars sliding. The snowstorm kept schools closed and cut the lights to tens of thousands in upstate New York and Pennsylvania, where high winds pulled trees across power lines. Forecasters said up to 8 inches could accumulate in higher elevations. A wind advisory was issued for the states of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, with gusts predicted to reach 50 miles per hour. And western North Carolina saw their first snowfall of the season. several counties were covered in snow, and a brisk wind blew on Sugar Mountain, as temperatures were expected to drop into the 20s overnight.
Saudi Foreign Minister